Okay, translation. O vessel that Bharats, I cannot explain to you the different times at which passing away from this world, the yogi does or does not come back. So we'll repeat this. O vessel that Bharats.
O vessel that Bharats.
I shall not explain to you the different times at which.
I shall now explain to you the different times at which.
Passing away from this world.
Passing away from this world.
The yogi does or does not come back.
The yogi does or does not come back.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The unalloyed devotees of the Supreme Lord, who are totally surrendered souls, do not care when they leave their bodies or by what method. They have everything in Krishna's hands. They leave everything in Krishna's hands, and so easily and happily return to Godhead. But those who are not unalloyed devotees and who depend instead on such methods of spiritual realization as karma yoga, jnana yoga, and hatha yoga, must leave the body at a suitable time and thereby be assured whether or not they will return to the world of birth and death. If the yogi is perfect, he can select the time and situation for leaving the material world. But if he's not so expert, his success depends on his accidentally passing away at a certain suitable time. The suitable times at which one passes away and does not come back are explained by the Lord in the next verse, according to Acharya Baladeva, Vidya Bhushana. The Sanskrit word kala is used herein to refer to the presiding deity of time. Yatra kale tvana vriti manitin chava yogina prayata yanti tam kalam. Bhaksyami Bharata Varsava. O vessel of the Bharats, I shall not explain to you the different times at which passing away from this world the yogi does or does not come back. O Magyanati Merandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Shaksuru Militandyena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So Krishna is explaining the different times. And then, of course, part of the time, it involves different demigods, as it says on the very last line. The word Kala is used here to refer to the presiding deity of the time. So there's different deities according to different times. And therefore, passing at a certain time, a person might attain one of the higher planets, depending on their realization. And this is a very difficult process, first of all, because to first become one of those qualified in any of those types of yogas is very, very difficult. And then even if the person that's qualified and he's actually very advanced, then still the result is not the spiritual world. The best deal out of this package is that one might attain a Brahma Loka, and from there he stands a chance of graduating into the spiritual world, going back to Krishna Loka or to the spiritual world. But on the other processes, those persons would only, if they go to a heavenly planet besides Brahma Loka, then a heavenly planet, they'll be very happy there for some time, and as soon as their good deeds run out, then of course they have to return again. So this whole material creation is a very minute portion of the whole creation of Krishna. And Prabhupada gives example, just like in a city there's a prison and there's walls surrounding this prison. And that's a very minute part of the city. That's where the criminals are. And then the rest of the city is actually quite large in comparison to the prison. So he gives example that the material creation is that place. It's like the prison. It's a very, very minute. And And we are prisoners in the material world. And the only way to go back home, back to Godhead, as he explains in here, that for other body, he doesn't have to worry about the right time or the destination. So Prabhupada, I'm going to read a little bit of Prabhupada's lecture on these verses. So therefore, Krishna advises, Tasmat sarveshu kalishu yoga yukta bhavarjuna. You always remain in Krishna consciousness. Always remain in Krishna consciousness. And that is not very difficult. If you practice this Hare Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then this practice will help you to be, remain. Because this Krishna and the Krishna and his spiritual kingdom is non-different, absolute. The Krishna, the sound vibration, and Krishna, the original personality of God, it is the same. By sound vibration, you can have Krishna associate with you, just like we are associating. We are sitting together similarly. While, I mean to say, you are walking on the street, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that means Krishna is going with you. Just like you have seen while walking on the streets, you see up on the horizon and you'll see the moon is going with you. The sun is going with you. As long as you, I remember very long, it's about 50 years before when I was a householder. My second son, he was about 4 years old. He was walking with me on the street. And he asked me, Father, why is the moon going with us? Why is the moon going with us? Yes, the moon is. As you will find that the moon is going with you similarly by chanting. If the moon has got such power, it is a material thing. It can also go with you. Don't you think the Supreme Lord, who is all powerful, he can remain with you also? Yes, he can. By his potency, he can remain with you, provided you are also qualified to keep his company. If you are a pure devotee, and if you are always merged in the thought of Krishna, then you always should remember Krishna, and Krishna will be with you. So, Prabhupada is giving this example. If you're walking, it seems like the moon is walking with you, and the same way, there's some power in there, but Krishna, he's so much more powerful than the moon. So, if we are chanting Hare Krishna, and if we actually very, very serious about this process, then we don't need to be worried about passing at a certain time on the northern, southern time of the year, this night, that time. Because for the devotee, he's guaranteed that he'll be situated in the best possible position, whether it's remaining on some material world, but fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, that he will be just as good as in the spiritual world, or actually going back to the to Goloka Vrindavan or Krishna Loka or whatever, depending on the devotee. So Prabhupada says this is a very, let me read this here, he says, so Lord Chaitanya says, who are realized souls? Who is considered to be the authority of Krishna? Krishna himself. You have become so kind to these people out of the material world, out of this age especially. They cannot have any facility for understanding God. But God has descended in the form, in the sound form, transcendental sound form, simply by vibrating, you're associating with God. Simply by vibrating, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is so much kindness of the Supreme Lord that he wants to associate with you. So you should receive him. That's what Prabhupada says. And then he goes that this is not very difficult. It doesn't cost anything. And if we simply have to want this and then become qualified to chant Hare Krishna. And he says the mantra is not so very difficult. And there's no hard and fast rules for chanting. And we had so much time. So he says, we are in a very dangerous position. So we should always in the material world, why should we take any chances? We are thinking that danger is coming. Yes, at every moment, there might be danger. There might be war. There will be so many troubles. But the devotee, I am always chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, those who are Krishna conscious, who are devotees to Krishna, for them, this dangerous place is not suitable. Padam, padam, bipadam. So you got this nice body, human form of life with an advanced consciousness. Just merge into Krishna consciousness and be happy. This is the sum and substance of this movement. You take advantage of it and be happy. So this is the last part of this lecture that he gave on this verse. You know, he's saying that this is what we have to do. We have this body, and we have to take advantage of having the Maha Mantra. And we have the process, and we simply have to apply ourselves and don't become deviated, and somehow pray to Krishna to keep us in the association of the bodies. Pray to Lord Chaitanya to give us that strength that we need to keep on fighting with Maya. Material life could be challenging, and especially as we get older, we start facing so many challenges just with the body. You know, when you're in a younger body, you're not so challenged, but as you get older, and even the minds might start, you know, fading away. So we have to, whatever time we have, it's so, so very precious. And we shouldn't think that, oh, you know, I got 5 or 10 or 20 years. Let me maybe endeavor this way or that way for some material gain. That's only foolishness. And if we've been devotees for 20 or 30 or 40 years, then we should understand that this is the time. This is why we still remain in the bodies. If we wanted to be materialists, then we would have started a long time ago. But if you've been a devotee for that long, even 10 years, you know, that's a long time. So if we've been in the bodies, then we have to become serious, and we have to take full advantage of this Krishna consciousness. And the more that we apply this principles of Krishna consciousness to our daily life, then even material life actually becomes not as difficult to deal with as somebody that doesn't have any understanding of Krishna consciousness. So I'm going to stop there and ask for questions, comments, corrections.
Hare Krishna. Jonas Priya Prabhu, I have a question.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. In the bottom of the purport, and actually, and also especially in the next verse, I'm kind of jumping ahead here a little bit, but it says if the yogi is perfect, he can select the time and situation for leaving this material world. So leaving this material world, and then in the next verse, also, Prabhupada says that, you know, one does not have to take repeated birth and death again, even if leaving accidentally at a certain auspicious moment. So I'm just confused that how can, I mean, it just seems like so technical and mechanical. In order to not return to this material world, in order to go back home, back to Godhead, I mean, doesn't the soul have to develop love of God?
I got your question, and I studied this verse, actually. So my understanding is like, Prabhupada, on the lecture that he gave on this verse, actually explains that, and he also, I read the commentaries of the other acharyas on this verse, and if you follow all of this, any of this karma yoga, jnana yoga, or hatha yoga, and you live at the proper, at the perfect time, which I explained before, which is extremely difficult.
Right.
But let's say you do that, okay? So then there are two destinations from achieving the highest possible success of this whole process. And one is that you go to any of the highest destination is Brahmaloka. And from Brahmaloka, those people from there, they don't have to return or take birth again. But they have to advance and become devotees and attain devotion. So this is like a step towards that. And the other ones, they go to Indra Loka or Agni Loka or any of the other demigod planets, or the heavenly planets, then they simply, those people are definitely coming down again. And Prabhupada explains that on the next, on this, my understanding. And then, of
course,
for the body, because he's already trying to love Krishna and develop his love for Krishna, then he's so much better situated, because even if you attain the highest possible thing, you still have to go through the process of bhakti. So he explains that, why waste that? Do it now and be done with. Why take the chance?
Right. I'm just wondering if this is referring to these yogis going just back to the Brahma Jyoti, but the devotee goes to the Krishna planet, Krishna Loka.
Yeah, that's what he says on the purport here. Prabhupada says here, the unalloyed devotees, the Supreme Lord, who are totally surrendered souls, do not care when they leave their bodies or by what method. They have everything in Krishna's hands. They leave everything in Krishna's hands. So easily and happily return to Godhead. Easily and happy. And then he mentions, but those who are not unalloyed devotees and who depend instead on such methods of spiritual realization, karma, jnana, and hatha, must leave the body at a suitable time and thereby be assured whether or not they will return to the world of birth and death. So that's my understanding. Maybe somebody could expand on that more.
You want to guess?
Yeah.
I was thinking that because he's talking about the devotees don't have to worry about it, but at the same time, Krishna's talking about you don't have to return to this world again, because he definitely has been just now talking about the spiritual world, and before that, the material world. So he's making a differentiation there very clearly in all these verses about whether you come back or you're liberated. So I think it's like what Kundita just said, that if you're not a devotee, that you don't have to worry about it. It must be in personal liberation that these yogis get, that are being described in the next
chapter. Yeah, yeah, actually, that you're right on that, because that's what he says on the lecture, that some of these people might go to the Brahma Yogi, and then he goes into the hall. Of course, that's not a very good place. Some go to Brahma Yogi, some go to heavenly planets, and the ones that make it to Brahma Loka, those stand the better chance, because from there they have an opportunity to attain bhakti yoga from there without returning. But the other, most of them, they'll simply will go down to some other, just take birth in another material world.
Okay, thank you.
We got another 3 minutes. Can I throw something else in that's not related to the class?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, please do.
Sorry. I wanted to work this in somehow or other, but I can't think of a way. But anyway, I found this really interesting. Somebody sent me from some Hindu site, I don't know how I got on the list, but anyway, it's called the Hindus Media Network, and they did some sort of statistical research on websites especially, and they came up with some interesting data. One point they make is that, now I don't know how scientific this is done, but I'm sure it must be based on something. Says that more than 15% of the world population is Hindus.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting. 110 crores, which is equal to 1.1 billion people.
Wow.
Let's see. So 1.1 billion plus Hindus living in more than 115 countries of the world. And that's from the end of year data 2010-2011. However, we should understand that 98.8% of them are in India. Can you imagine? Sure, India just got such a huge population. But anyway,
15%?
Yeah, about 99%. 98.8% live in India.
But I mean, like, for the world, it's like 15%, something like that.
But altogether, it's 15% of the world population. Still, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And then they did research on websites that are Hindu-related, and they sorted them. You know, they're all listed there, about 4,797 websites altogether. And this is interesting. They categorize it according, first of all, to lords and deities, Vishnu deities, Vaishnava deities, Shiva deities, Brahma deities, goddesses, Ganesh, etc., etc. So those that all relate to Vishnu Tattva, there are, well, let's see, approximately 1,252 total deities that you can find on various websites. And 985 of them are Vishnu deities. You know, some are the Vishnu Tattva deities, Godhead. So that's 79%, almost 80%. That's pretty impressive.
Wow.
You know, because Hinduism usually thinks just a mass of all kinds of deities, but
Shiva.
Yeah. So there are, but the vast majority are of Lord Vishnu, or Vishnu Tattva.
Hi.
Okay, now here's something impressive. Spiritual organization.
Hare Krishnas are.
It says that ISKCON has 650 websites. Websites related to ISKCON. The next runner up is the Ramakrishna Mission with 80.
Wow.
And then after that is the Swami Narayan with 74. So from the conclusion of this. Their conclusion from the database analysis was that, quote, ISKCON is a world in itself and very focused for activities worldwide. And the conclusion they made was the top four Hindu leaders for the last two millennium, according to their contribution, are Shankaracharya, Adi Shankaracharya, Swami Deepakananda, Mahatma Gandhi, and A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Hi.
Wow.
So that's pretty
cool.
There's a lot of other stuff they put on there, but those are the things that I gleaned out of this that I thought that were pretty interesting.
That's interesting. You got an email about this site, this research?
Yeah, I don't know how I got on the mailing list.
They probably find this Kondash Hawaii.
Right, yeah. Right.
So they really specified ISKCON, like, you know, they, you know, like we're a category.
Because it dwarfs everything else that's on the internet. You know, it is really a major player.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's why the prediction was made that in the, I don't know, the amount of time, but there'll be a such thing as the Prabhupada Sampradaya.
Well, if you type in anything related to Krishna, you will see Srila Prabhupada come up and ISKCON come up. It's just the power of Srila Prabhupada's preaching.
Yes. Ki jai. That's exciting. That is wonderful. All glories to the preaching of the devotees.
We have a new devotee on tonight. Hanhaya 0809. Hare Krishna, bro. Where are you from? Maybe doesn't have a microphone. Anyway, welcome. Hare Krishna. Oh, yeah. Right. Hare Krishna. There you go. Okay. I am from Mumbai. Oh, okay. Late at night there. Must be midnight.
Hi. Hare Krishna.
Her mic is not working. No problem at all. We're glad to have you. So, Jaspriya?
Hare Krishna.
Anything else?
No. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Jai, Bhagavad Gita. Hare Bhav Purus.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Swami Narayana Naraswami, Narayana Naraswami, Narayana Narahari, Nam Nam Nam.